That's kind of a bad result, and then okay. You're getting some good results, and then you get to Sleater-Kinney, and it's like, it's in your bones, you know?
It's in your blood right now?
Yeah, it's like,
this you've got 5 minutes
to I'm waiting for this to redeem it. I'm waiting for this list to go into remission, and then it's like, oh, fuck. Sleater-Kinney at number four.
I know number one was Ramones.
Yes.
First self-titled.
But we have to talk about why they made the Ramones number one, because what they're making the claim is that was when punk began. 1976 with the Ramones' first album. That's their claim and why they're doing this. They're not paying attention to bands like Velvet Underground, MC5, The Stooges, The Sonics. Who else are they paying attention to? Because we were talking about this earlier. Like, which bands?
The Deviants.
Screaming Lord Sutch.
Oh, man.
Get out of here.
Come on. So then it begs the question, how do you define punk?
How do I define
punk?
Yeah,
Rob.
Non-conventional.
Okay.
Non-conventional. All right. Coming out of left field, you don't expect it, and you kind of go, what the hell was that?
All right. Heather, how do you define punk?
I guess I'd say it's a lashback at corporate rock.
Yeah, right on. Jasper, how do you define punk?
Anything that takes power away from people who are usually used to being in control. That's how I define that.
So, and I'm all about the DIY ethos, along with everything you guys are saying. Daniel, you had your thoughts about this as well. You were saying, like, the
fast.
Except for Flipper. So then when it comes to this list, I'm thinking, who put, like, who are these people? Who did this? Do they even here are your contributors. So here are all the people that we can go, like, bash on later at the bottom of the article. We're not going to dox them at the moment.
They're LinkedIn. Let's just contact their LinkedIn.
But top 10, going 10 to what? We're only going to do this. I'm just going to do 10 back. London Calling, number 10. Not even my favorite Clash album, but it is awesome, and I do love it. Number 9, Nevermind by Nirvana. That is pissing me off. It makes me want to play Mudhoney right now.
Bleach was more of a punk rock.
Thank you for that very much.
Bleach was more of a punk rock.
Stooges, Funhouse. Daniel, you own how many copies of Funhouse?
3.
At this moment. Our favorite one.
When the unemployment comes in.
That's right. Sex Pistols, Nevermind the Bullocks. I mean, their only true official release. Number 7.
One of the greatest records ever made. 100%.
I mean, it really is and deserves to be in the top 10. Wire, Pink Flag, great album. Above the Sex Pistols? Above the Stooges?
Above MC5.
I don't know about that. It's a great. I brought it tonight.
It's like 98.
It's a great album. Sleater,
Red Cross is 90.
Sleater-Kinney, Dig Me Out? Why? Do they feel they, like, owed it to them? We better throw them in.
I think it's the hipster.
Can I propose something that's meta? Like, they're playing a meta game where they're like, we're going to piss all the punks off by making such an unpunk list. So maybe it's like kind of a looking in the mirror situation.
For engagement.
It's a rage bait.
And I guarantee you a lot of the people, they have not listened to half of these records. I guarantee you they never listened. Like, The Void is on there. Do you think they've ever listened to Void? I doubt it.
No, they don't know who The Void is.
I own their records, and I've never listened to Void.
The Clash make 2 albums in the top 10 because the first one is number 4. And I do believe that. I think that album should be in the top 10, maybe 4. But I get it. Like, that makes sense. Minutemen, Double Nickels on the Dime.
Infuriating. I love Minutemen.
Not top 10.
No.
Daniel doesn't think they should be on the list at all.
No, I didn't say not on the list at all, but maybe replace them with switch the Damned.
Oh, yeah.
Damned. Yeah. With Minutemen.
And that was what number?
Roughly? 90.
That's so, what is that?
Offensive.
And that album came out before the Sex Pistols.
That's right.
Number 2 is X-Ray Specs, Germ Free Adolescence. I mean, an important album.
Top 10, top 15.
And sure. Can I say something that is really boiling my blood now?
No. Moving on.
Motorhead. Where the fuck is Motorhead on?
I
think they're considered metal, like proto.
They're not metal.
They're not those first albums.
Their first album isn't for sure, but I think in their like little tiny pea brains, like, well, they're metal because they're seen as metal.
I don't know, but we know,
the connoisseurs know, that's not true.
There's no Cox Bar.
No, not at all, right?
Right. There's Sleater-Kinney and Blink 182.
The single's Going Steady, which is a comp, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get back to the music. We're not going to go through the top 100. Do you hear how angry everybody's made us?
Oh, this is horrible.
All right, but let's get some Dead Kennedys on here. Local Boys Make Good. Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, their first full-length LP. Let's listen to my favorite song on side A. Let's Lynch the Landlord. Radio Valencia.
Thank you.
it's a car crash. It's a car crash of epic proportions here on Radio Valencia. Avengers, off their self-titled release that came out many years after their many singles that came out, we heard Car Crash. Flipper just before that, off of the incredibly awesome generic LP, Way of the World. Started off there with some Dead Kennedys from their debut. Well, look at that, three debut albums in a row. Right there, DK's Fresh Fruit for Rotting Animals, or Let's Lynch the Landlord. What happened? What did I do?
Let's Lynch. What?
What did I do?
Fresh fruit for rotting vegetables.
Fresh fruit. What did I say?
Animals. For rotting animals.
Oh. I'm making up album names now. Whatever. It's not on the fucking list. What do we care? John Hell's
by name. Just play this.
No, the one I came up with isn't on the list. Right here on Radio Valencia, where a bunch of us are here getting angrier and angrier by the by the song. Rob, Heather, Jasper, and Daniel in the studio with me, and we're talking about Rolling Stone's top 100. Okay, so just going around the room, right now at this exact moment, what is your most, like, your largest disappointment on the list, Daniel? Your largest disappointment. Use the microphone. Largest disappointment.
Sleater-Kinney. Just on here.
On here at all.
Just on here at all. Dookie, number 20. The Damned at 90.
Yeah.
Funhouse at 8.
Yeah. And the first album not on there at all.
First album not on there at all. Kill Yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Velvet Underground self-titled wasn't on there, but White Light, White Heat made it.
Yeah.
Why wasn't Nico?
No, that
Deviants aren't on there.
Yeah.
Which I would put Patoof on there.
Forget it.
Right? I mean, you know, maybe it is punk. Here, I'm taking up
Jasper. Biggest disappointment.
Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables is so criminally low that, like, flipped a switch in the punk universe when that came out.
Oh, yeah.
And also, someone brought up, I forget who, Butthole Surfers are on there.
Yeah, that might be my biggest disappointment.
It's their...
Yeah.
I can't continue talking or I'll scream into the mic.
Heather, what's your biggest disappointment?
The Saints.
Not on the list at all.
Not on the list at all.
Incredible discography. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Rob.
Motorhead not being on there at all.
Yeah.
Every punk loves Motorhead.
Yeah.
No DOA. No G.G. Allin. I mean, get that Jabbers record, and that is
sure.
Great record,
yeah.
Considering the rest of them. What else? No Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Blink 182 is on there. Get the fuck out of here.
Dookie's on there.
Dookie.
I don't get those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's Rolling Stone is what Rolling. I mean, I guarantee you the rest of the stuff that you think is cool on there, none of those people ever listen to.
Not at all. Not in the least. It's like they did somebody a favor.
Yeah.
So I would say for me, Butthole Surfers, not being on there at all. Nevermind being number 9.
Yeah.
Over Bleach, Mudhoney's not on there. Like, come on. Like, if you're going to put those other bands on, why? So I had that theory. A theory that they looked at a map and they were trying to determine, like, the best punk bands that fall under whatever those people's definition of punk, particular, like, in those particular regions, and said, okay, now what are the top bands of the region? And that's how the, like, Sleater-Kinney got to be number 5. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, well.
There you go. Radio Valencia with me, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio, every single Monday night. Hey, don't forget to send your cock shots into Let's Blow San Francisco. @gmail.com. Let's not forget that, right? Is that what you think Don Francisco is looking for? That he wants, or does he want the face, right? He was saying he wants the people who look like Daniel Lurie.
Might as well everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, right, if you're casting, you're casting, right?
Yeah. I've had enough disappointment with this list over here. I don't need a cocktail.
That's hilarious. Oh, boy. This is a fabulous show tonight, folks. I mean, I have to say, yes. Okay, so people are writing in only one Bad Religion album on the list. The fact it's not Suffer or No Control is a fucking joke. Thank you. Yes, and you're completely correct about that. For Bad Religion to be on the list at all, I'm actually kind of surprised. But you know what I was thinking about when we were talking about Butthole Surfers is Michael Azarad's book, Our Band Could Be Your Life. The Butthole Surfers chapter is so good. I've read that chapter like a dozen times over the years because it's such an excellent chapter.
What album would you of the Butthole Surfers would you put on there? I think we're thinking the same one.
Well, I don't know, because I go back. Like,
I think, and I've talked about this so many times on my show, Psychic Powerless and Other Man's Sock is like the perfect mix of everything. Rembrandt Pussy Horse is a little too abstract.
But that's my choice.
It's really good though, still. But I think Psychic Powerless is a good combination of everything.
Does anybody have a Butthole Surfers album they would like to shout out that should have been on the list?
You know what? I like them, but Heather?
Rembrandt Pussy Horse.
Yeah. That's a good one. Daniel, thoughts? No, that's okay. Next break, I'll talk about slapping a KFJC sticker on Gibby's ass at a party. Let's get back to the music. I don't remember what I chose here, but... Oh, I know what I chose. So a band that absolutely should have been on the damn list but didn't make it on there is Mudhoney. Yeah, hello. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? How is this band not on this list at all? It's I'm getting a visceral reaction. I might break out in something. So I'm just going to play the first song off of the amazing collection of the early singles. It's the first single they ever did. Is this isn't Sub Pop number one? Is Touch Me I'm Sick Sub Pop? It can't be.
What was Sub Pop number one?
That's definitely not Sub Pop. Anyway, Touch Me I'm Sick. Radio Valencia. got some Super Suckers right here off of my favorite album. There's The Smoke of Hell. They're playing Thursday night. They're playing two nights from now at the Bottom of the Hill. By the way, right here on Radio Valencia. Just before that, Nirvana. That's the album. I don't think the Bleach made it on the list. It's my favorite album of theirs from 1989. We heard School X, More Fun, and The New World, the name of the LP, with I Must Not Think Bad Thoughts. That one goes out to Katrina. Starting off the set, there was some Mud Honey off of the Super Fuzz Big Muff and Singles release from 1989. It's actually their very first single. John Hell here live. Studio audience! Standing. I love saying that. It makes me feel like Alex Bennett or something like that.
Oh, anyway, I used to listen to that.
Yeah, right?
I used to listen to him.
Yeah, The Quake, Live 105.
I think he's in New York. He was still doing a radio show.
He's doing a podcast out of New York, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his producer, Curtis DeMartini, was a Radio Valencia and DJ for a few.
And Joe Rogielski, remember him?
Indeed. Wow, we're going back. All right, Rob and I are going to start chatting. You guys just talk amongst yourself. Right. So we're doing a...
side podcast over here.
That's very good. So we got a whole thing us talking shit about the Ronald Reagan... I was actually going to say the Donald Trump bullshit list, but I made it the Ronald Reagan bullshit list. The Rolling Stone Top 100 punk songs. I'm angry.
There's no Reagan youth either.
Oh!
Speaking of...
There's still no Reagan youth. They're still touring, but still no Reagan.
If this was a different show, I would talk about how Ronald Reagan was the dumbest president up until George W., up until douchebag today.
But I will talk about Reagan Youth, the band, because
I did
play with them.
Thank you, Rob.
And it was one original member. They were really nasty.
You were in the band?
No, I was in the Lude.
Oh, Lude. Okay, yeah.
I went down to go play with them, and there was one original member.
Come a little closer.
And they were really mean to us, and we don't know why.
Oh, because you weren't them? Is that how they acted?
I guess so.
What the hell's wrong with that?
And I was trying to be very nice. And
this is your first mistake, I believe.
But they are an interesting band that, I mean, if you ever knew the history of them, the singer, he was completely insane. I think his girlfriend was killed by some serial killer
what
in New York.
Fuck?
Read about the singer. The dude is insane. And what he's went through was insane.
Okay, we're going to read about it now. Everybody stand by. Holy shit, that's bad. All right. When's the Lude playing?
The Lude will never play again because Sats passed away.
You can't replace that.
No, it's you just can't. Not gonna happen.
But you have a show coming up, don't you?
I do. I have a few shows coming up.
Okay, where and who?
So the one band, the Seagulls, will be playing next Saturday at the Chapel for Porch Fest.
Yeah, that's a fun setup.
It'll be 5 to 5:45. There'll be great, great bands playing all over the city.
Who else is playing on your gig? I can look
good it up. Question. I know the SF Rejects are playing at 2 o'clock at 21st and Bartlett. I love that band. I think they're bunch of great guys. And then there's a bunch of other bands. Let's see who else here. Let's see who is on our
that's coming up. That's coming up on what's the date?
That is going to be the 30th, which will be Saturday.
Oh yeah. Wait, that's this week.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
I got to change my strings.
The Alalas? No.
Okay.
That's an evening show.
So there is something called, hold on, let me go to the list here.
Do you see it?
Okay, there'll be Fast Disaster from noon to noon 45, Normcore, which is 1 to 1:45, The Towns from 2 to 2:45, Holly Francis at 3 to 3:45, District 8 from 4 to 4:45, and The Seagulls from 5 to 5:45.
That's all at the Chapel.
That's at the Chapel.
Yeah, Porch Fest is a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. We played it last year. Oh, we had so much fun.
Over 100 acts across 18 porches. And this is happening. Is it only on Saturday?
Yeah, this is only. They do it once a year. Yeah. It's only on Saturday.
This is going to be so much fun. I mean, there's some incredible bands that are going to be playing. Agony Ants, Sunkissed, CSTR, Scott T. Miller, Magic Nostalgia, The Fricks, Easy Crier, The Seagulls, Mariachi, CMC, Patchwork Promenade, Laser Beam. 9:40.
Wait, Laser Beam. We played with them last week next door.
That's
or
right.
2 weeks ago.
9:45 at Makeout Room. 9:45, Bruised Bananas, The Leafs, Susana Cortez y su Orquestra Adelante, Sophie Egan, Oceanography, Anthropod. Disastroid's playing. Mm-hmm. They're fun. Anyway, folks, you can go to sfporchfest.org for more information on all these bands and how you can go and see them. This is always fun, and it's really grown. I mean, it used to only be on like 5 or 6 locations, and now we got 18 locations. All right. Oh, Maurice Tanny. I'm excited. I'm just looking at all these bands I've seen over the years. I'm thrilled to go and see them. All right, so go check out Seagulls playing this Saturday at the chapel. Right on, John.
And it's free. Bring the kids.
Even better.
Bring the clowns.
All ages. Oh, well, shoot, be careful what you wish for. Speaking of clowns, let's blow San Francisco at gmail.com for your chance to be in the Daniel Lurie porn parody, right, from what we understand. This is exciting stuff. Local film. All right, so let's get back to the music. Any comments, thoughts, concerns about our list before we get on to whatever the hell I lined up next?
There's not enough time.
Thank you, Rob. Well done. You may have noticed playing newer bands because why the hell not? It's my show. And one band that's definitely not on the list and could throw them into a number of different genres are the OCs. And we're going to play I Come From the Mountain off of Floating... I don't know, what the hell's name is, right? I don't remember. Floating Coffin. OCs. Radio Valencia. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Hold on. Safety everything for everyone right here on Radio Valencia. That's what happens when the guests come over. John Hell is my name. Hanging out with a whole crowd of people. Live studio audience.
Jesus.
You guys are not getting the cues very well tonight. Music there from Amel and the Sniffers from their 2019 self-titled debut LP. They had put out a number of EPs and singles. As a matter of fact, I understand they're doing an official like re-release now of their earliest stuff, pre-full-length LP, so look out for that one. And some OCs in there, Float off of the Floating Coffin LP from 2013, I Come From the Mountain. And we were talking actually offline about how Rob of the Seagulls, you saw Amel and the Sniffers where?
I saw them at the Parkside.
That's crazy. What year was that?
That, God, I don't even remember. I was still married, so it was at least, I don't remember, but it was like 2010, 11, something like that.
Wow, yeah. Because
somebody told me, like, gotta go see this band.
Yeah.
And it was so long sold out.
Yeah.
And it was overly packed.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly insane.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't think it was that long ago. I don't think they've been that long.
Yeah.
15, I mean, maybe 15 or 16?
Could be.
Yeah. I'm thinking about all those bands. Who have we seen? Because I could think of quite a few bands where there's like no one there because nobody knows who they are.
Smashing Pumpkins at the I-Beam. Saw them there.
There you go. You guys have a thought, Daniel? Any band you've seen where nobody knew who they were and like they should have? Heather?
Primus, too.
Oh, yeah. I grew up with them.
Zenny Giva.
Oh, yeah.
Like a crowd of eight.
Oh, man.
It was fantastic.
That's outstanding.
They played their hearts out.
Was that at the Kennel Club?
No, it was Launchpad, I believe.
Where's that?
It's right on Route 66.
Oh, you said Albuquerque. I'm sorry. Wow, yeah. Zenny gave... Was that K.K. Knoll? Was that his band? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, back in the day.
I saw them at the Kennel Club with Neurosis.
Okay. Oh, Neurosis is a band I saw with, like, not a whole lot of people in the room. Yeah. I thought it should have been packed. You mentioned Primus. I mean, grew up with that band here. Same thing.
Yeah, Primus at... was New Year's Eve. It was Primus, Mr. Bungle...
Not Pearl Jam or Nirvana...
No, this was at Gilman.
Oh, not the Kyle Palace show?
No, this was at Gilman. And like, it was probably 1989,
okay.
1990.
Okay.
And it was Primus and Mr. Bungle.
Yeah,
it was like 15 people.
That's weird.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
There's a great band out in New York I love so much called the Bobby Lees. They're just fucking incredible. They rock so damn hard. I should have brought them tonight. They have a new album coming out. They are so amazing. The first time they played here, there are like 20 people in the room. I said, don't worry. Next time you come, it's going to be sold out. And sure enough, next time, they were just packed house. Like, yeah, that's how it's going to go for them from now on. And we're playing more current music from a lot of great bands that will not make that Rolling Stone list of top 100 punk bands of all time. So Amel and the Sniffers, they'll get in there eventually because they are well-deserving, the OCs and such. But I got a band here out of L.A. that I love, and I want them to come. I already talked to these guys and said, you got to come up and play the Mab, and they are stoked to do it. They're called Zigzags, and their first album, self-titled, that came out, I think, in 2015. They have four full lengths out right now. We're going to hear a song called Magic, Radio Valencia.
yourself when the thought is just not. It's not natural for me. I've been reading a book called The Law of Success, and it's making me feel even more crazy. Winston Churchill says loud, loud, never give up. Well, my tank is running real low, 'cause I just keep on getting fucked. I got all these people around. They say you got what it takes. You're gonna make it. You're a real star. Well, I've been hearing this shit for so long, but nothing happens. I can't take it anymore. So maybe it's me, huh? Maybe I'm the saboteur. But I've been on the ground this whole time, and my purpose has always been pure. When it comes to making money, I don't know anything about that. I believe you, and like a dumb rat, I choke on the smoke of the industry trap till I am left on the floor. I am dead and depleted, no longer able to fight. So the next time you see me coming, don't you dare try to steal my life. 'Cause it's hard to believe in yourself when the thought is just not. It's not normal for me. I've been reading a book called The Law of Success, and it's making me feel even more crazy. Churchill says loud, loud, never give up. Well, my tank is almost empty, so teach me how to not keep getting fucked. How to not keep getting fucked. Now tell me what to do. Show me where to go. When this is what I am here for, and it is all that I know. Now tell me what to do. Show me where to go. When this is what I am here for, and it is all that I know.
Come on, Casey, unlock the door. Tell me nothing, nothing's more. Feed me kisses and fill me. Fill my life with something I'll never need. Never, 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 never gonna need. Never, never, never let that energy.
And if I'd have made, fill my life with something.
Flag on Radio Valencia. Never Gonna Be. They got a full length coming out like within the next week, I think. The Bobby Lee's in there out of New York with Napoleon off of their latest called New Self. It started off as Zigzags out of LA from their 2014 self-titled debut with Magic. Big thanks to everybody who came in. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Jasper. Thank you, Daniel. Jasper, you're on Saturdays. Tell us quick.
From 4 to 6 p.m., broadcast from Limbo.
Outstanding. I'll be back next week. Big thanks to Daniel. Big thanks to Don Francisco. And let's blow San Francisco.
It sounds thrilling.
Doesn't it? All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm going to finish you up with some Black Flag, and I think the song is appropriate. Wasted?
Wasted.
We're going to do Wasted. Radio Valencia.